Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Good morning, and welcome to Bug Rates, a Mega Dumbcast special report. I'm Chris Newton. Being an insect-themed superhero is all about choices. The world we live in is a disgusting cornucopia of bugs, each of which has pros and cons as an implement of crime fighting. Each bug has its own habitat, its own special traits, both at its natural size and at its giant, biologically untenable size as a superhero mount. Each insect also has its own style. While the uninitiated may lump them in together, being killed by wasps and being killed by scorpions are two distinctly different, horrible, fatal experiences. And sensitivity to that style factor is essential to the insect-themed superhero. If you're looking to soften your image, for example, you might consider killing fewer of your foes with wasps and subbing in honeybees, the wasp's lovable baby cousin. In this special series, I'll be looking at all of the bugs on offer under the Control Insects and Arachnids super ability in the Major Super Abilities section, and keeping a running list of the most to least desirable bugs for your crime-fighting needs. First, some general considerations. This page gives us an introduction to the insect catalog to follow. Quote, "The following information only includes a small sampling from the insect kingdom, but most insects will fall into one of these categories. Pay heed to the habitat section of the stats. For example, if your character is in upstate New York, he can't summon fire ants, which are indigenous to the southern United States and Asia. Likewise, if it's winter or you're in a frozen winter environment, no insects can be summoned outdoors. Indoors may be another story. Most houses, ships, and large buildings will contain spiders, cockroaches, centipedes, and even the occasional fly or moth all year round. A character with this power may also breed and bring his own insects with him, kept in a container, releasing them as needed." This is all good advice. With caveats. The advice to breed and carry insects with you, it does make sense. You want to have the bugs available to you that you need to fight crime. Not every insect is created equal in its ability to foil a bank robbery or an alien invasion. However, and I can't stress this enough, you'll need to leave post-mortem instructions in the unfortunate event of your death if you're going to be carrying around backpack tanks full of deadly stinging insects. It's the only responsible thing to do, and as a superhero, you need to protect your legacy. Just a little wristband is all you need, some instructions in the event of your demise or incapacitation, along with your medical notes. 1. Allergic to penicillin. 2. Immune to wasp venom. 3. Delete browser history. 4. Carefully dispose of my wasp-filled backpack. This way you can avoid a tragedy that will mar your memory forever. Just think of the iconic scene of Lois Lane cradling Superman's head in her arms after his death at the hands of Doomsday in heroic service to the city he loved. But imagine that scene turning darker a moment later as a gigantic fucking swarm of wasps erupts from Superman's body and stings Lois Lane to death. Sadly, news media being what they are, you can be certain that that is the photo that would have run in the Daily Planet, undercutting Superman's accomplishments forever. So use caution when breeding and carrying deadly insects with you everywhere you go. In fact, it may be more useful to you to carry less harmful insects with you on your adventures. You can gather dangerous insects in most climates and environments. Spiders do thrive indoors. Swarms of spiders are dangerous. Giant-sized spiders are dangerous. What you may really find yourself in need of is a steady supply of beetles because of the dumbest subpower on this page. Under other abilities and bonuses, we are informed that the insect-themed superhero can, quote, create insect armor by covering himself in bugs, preferably beetles with a hard shell. Armor rating 12, 1d4 times 10, plus 30 SDC. Beetles can be hard to find in quantities large enough to cover an entire human body. You may be well advised to BYO beetles, so to speak, because who knows when you'll be attacked, when you'll enter superhero combat, and need the considerable armor provided by beetles crawling all over your goddamn flesh. Carrying these beetles with you is essentially harmless. There's no risk of beetles going on a killing spree after your demise, and their protective power, as you can see by these rules, could save your life from even very deadly attacks, and rightly so. Just consider, imagine you had a dagger or a pistol, and you had been tasked with using it to burst a basketball. No problem. Stab that basketball, shoot that basketball. But just imagine if that basketball were covered in beetles? What could you do? And likewise, if you take the simple precaution of covering yourself with beetles before entering a knife fight, you can have confidence that against an untrained or beginner knife fighter, at least half of your assailant's attacks will be unable to penetrate your coating of beetles. And of course, the same principle applies by extension to attacks with crowbars, katanas, great axes, etc. Even firearms. I'm identifying this subpower as the dumbest thing on this page, but it's dumb for the author. It's smart for you. It's like the old saying goes, defense wins championships. And therefore, it's like the other old saying goes, always fill your backpack with beetles. So with the groundwork laid, with your backpack accounted for, let's talk about individual bugs that you may wish to recruit for your crime-fighting purposes. And let's start with the first one listed on this page, common red ants. Common red ants, commonly referred to by entomologists as the zerglings of the natural world, have only one hit point, only 4 armor rating, which means they won't be stopping any bullets for you. They have 2 attacks per melee, and they have weak venom. Nonetheless, the style factor is high. Ants are impressive insects at giant size. They are highly aggressive, and they're very strong. The description says, quote, can pick up and carry huge objects with their mandibles, up to 4 tons, and has the equivalent of superhuman PS. This means the giant ant can easily pick up and throw a car, use it as a giant club, or toss it around like a toy. Despite being such a basic model of bug, the common red ant has a strong look, a number of tactical options, and it shares with other ants the ability to emit formic acid. Quote, emitting formic acid counts as 1 melee attack and causes the prey's eyes to water and burn and the nose and throat to be irritated and burn with the following penalties. And then some penalties are listed. Or the acid can be sprayed into wounds, causing an additional 2d6 damage plus the penalties. Spraying acid into a wound is a particularly nasty move. So if you're going for a horror feel to your insect-based superheroics or supervillainy, you could do worse than the common red ant. But you could also do better. Let's move now to the final insect described on this page, carpenter ants. These ants are a little bit bigger, have a higher armor rating, 2 full hit points, so they are tougher than common red ants. However, they're also slower, they have no venom, and they lack the red ant's aggression. Nonetheless, I'm rating carpenter ants more highly than common red ants because of their natural abilities. Each insect has natural abilities which function much like skills. The red ant, for example, has a 99% climb skill. The carpenter ant has a 99% chew through wood skill. This natural ability has real potential after you've supersized a carpenter ant to a 300 SDC monstrosity that can lift 5 tons. So for creative destruction and changing the battlefield, I give carpenter ants the edge over common red ants. The ability to, quote, chew through a door or 2-foot thick tree in 1d4 plus 1 melees, that's 30 to 75 seconds, is a subtle but real winner of an insect power. Join me tomorrow as this Bug Rates special report continues with fire ants, grasshoppers, and honeybees on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, 2 words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.